ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नष्ट प्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नष्ट प्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमा श्लोके भागवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी नष्ट प्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी नष्ट प्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishthiki naishthiki nishtha from nishtha nishtha means firmly fixed up firmly fixed up sadhu sadhya tatu sadhu sangha ततो भजनक्रिया अथ अनर्थ निवृत्तिष्या ततो निष्ठा श्रील रूप गोस्वामी हैज एक्सप्लेन हाउ वन कैन बी फिक्स्ड निष्ठा दिस निष्ठा फेज कम्स व्हेन वन इज फ्री फ्रॉम अनर्थ Adho Shraddha. Just like you all have come here out of Shraddha, some faith. Let us go to the Hare Krishna temple, see the Arati, or hear from the Sami. This is the beginning, Shraddha. To create Shraddha, little faith, these centers are established. And one takes to faith, then he gradually advances. Adho Shraddha. And that Shraddha has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami. What is Shraddha? That Shraddha here says, Shraddha sabde vishas suvira nishchaya. Shraddha means firm faith, Vishwas,
Sudhira Vishwas,
unclinching. What is that Sudhira Vishwas? Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Parma Kuta Hoy. This is the beginning of Sudha. Sudha means, as in the Bhagavad Gita, as you say, Sarva Dharma Anpuritajya, Maam Ekam Saranam Vati. Each one is agreeable to this condition that Krishna Bhakti Koile, if he agrees, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, my all perfection of life is achieved. This is Sunda. Not that Krishna is also good, and this demigod is also good, you are also good, I am also good, you are also God, I am also God. There is no Sunda. Just like a chaste woman cannot say that every man is good. She will say only my husband is good. That is sacrilege. If some woman says that any man is good. Similarly, Shuddha means to become chaste, pure Krishna Bhakta. That is Shuddha. Shuddha, something, Vishwas, Sudhira Nishcha, Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita. Practically you can see these American and European boys, they began with Shuddha. I told them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna Su Bhagavan. They accepted. They did not present so many rascals that here is another God, here is another God, here is another God. No. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma. They fixed the other. That is their thought. They had no hard-fast idea. Therefore they are making progress. Aruchadha. Then, sadhusam, that saddha, that firm faith in Krishna, can be more and more firm by sadhusam. Sadhusam means who is sadhu? A sadhu means a devotee. Sadhu eva samantabha. Who is sadhu? Sadhu means, does not mean that having a long beard and saffron colored dress. Sadhu means, Mahatma means, who is pure devotee. That is the explanation in the Bhagavad Gita. Upite sudurachara bhajate maam ananya bhava sadhu reva samantam. He is sadhu. Even he is sudurachara. Just like sometimes we find these American European boys. From our angle of vision, they are deviating people. But Krishna confirms, even if he is deviating, he still is sadhu. Why? Bhagate mamarannabha. Because he does not know, except me, Krishna. This is practically given by Krishna. Sadhu Devasam. Samma. Maybe sadhu, but not complete. No, Samma Bhagavasita Hindu. It's complete sadhu. So what is the qualification? Na bhajate ma bhannava. The example you can see, how they are making bhajan. By the deity worship. You never find in Calcutta such nice deity worship. Bhagate Mahamaram. They do not know. All these boys and girls, they do not know anything but Krishna. So this is qualification, sadhu.
So we have to associate with such sadhus who have got unflinching faith in Krishna and fully engaged in Krishna service.
Bhajati Mahavaranta.
Mahatmanasya manprasya dvaivi prakriti mahasya. Bhajanti ananda manasya.
That is Mahatma.
Here after Mahatma, he is Mahatma. Sa Mahatma Sudulla. Vasudeva Sarva Minti. Sa Mahatma Sudulla. One who has accepted Krishna as everything. Such Mahatma is very rarely to be seen. Otherwise, so called Mahatmas, they are fluttering in the street. You are God, I am God, everyone is God. Not that kind. Mahatma. Mahatma means bhajanti, he worships. Me, Krishna. Krishna is bhajaniya. And we are servant. One who is convinced on this platform, he is Mahatma. He is sadhu. So we have to associate with that sadhu. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhuham. Pure devotee of Krishna. They have no other desire. Anna vilasita sunnam. They have no other desire. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmala nabhritam. Uncovered by the mental speculation or creative activities, karma kāna. Jnana karmāt anābhita. Not covered. If you mix up karma with bhakti, if you mix up jnana with bhakti, or if you mix up yoga, it is contaminated. It is not pure. Pure devotional service is given by Rupa Goswami. Andhavilasitasunam. No desire for creative activities or philosophical speculation or yogic, mystic, yogic, magic. No. Simply how to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. Anukulyena Krishna anusilalam. Anukulyena. Anukulam means what is favorable, what Krishna desires. Just like Arjuna, he did not like to fight. He wanted to be a very nice, non-violent gentleman. But Krishna was indifferent. He fight. Then later on, he agreed. Yes, Krishna Bhattadam. This is Anukulam. Krishna wants it. Doesn't matter whether it is violent or not violent. Krishna wants, I must. This is called anukulyena. Not against the desire of Krishna, but in favor of Krishna. This is called anukul. Anukul se. So, anukulyena Krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. That is first class. Not that if I like it, then I shall do it. That is not anukul. That is pratikul. You like or not like, that doesn't matter. Krishna likes it, you must do it. That is anukulyena Krishna. So, if we associate with sadhu, sadhu means, mahatma means, who are fully engaged in Krishna's service. That is sadhu. That is Mahatma. Therefore it is recommended, sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sadhu. And if you associate with sadhu, then bhajana kriya. If we, just like so many thousands of European Americans have joined us on account of sadhu sadhu. First of all they come in the temple, and here for some days, then all of a sudden he becomes sedentary. the hungry quite. He gets a bead and big bag. Although he's not initiated. Then after some days, he approaches. Please get me initiated. The bhajan of kriya, this is called bhajan of kriya. So we initiate. Yes. Now we are interested. We initiate. Beginning Harina, chant Hare Krishna. This is the first initiation. And chant 16 rounds and observe these rules and regulations. Then, when I see 6 months or 1 year, he's doing very nicely, then we accept him as my disciple. The second initiation. So this is Bhagavad Kriya. Then he is admitted. To worship the deity, or cook for the deity, so many things, bhajana kriya. Sadhu sadhyata prasadhu sanga, tato bhajana kriya, atha anartha nimittisya. If there is bhajana, then he will be free from all anartha. Anartha means unwanted things. That's why one man is more. You see, mocking is not essential for me. If you don't smoke, that's why we don't smoke. That doesn't mean we are dying. It is an honor song. But anyone who has learned this mocking, he cannot stop it. Honor. The result of bhajan will be a substance state. When honor comes with this child, he is no more interested in some unwanted things. He has practiced so many unwanted things. The first of all, illicit sex. Making so-called lusting affairs without any marriage bonding. Illicit sex. This is enough. Why? If you want sex, get yourself married according to Shastra. There is no hindrance. According to Vedic civilization, a girl must be married. But in every country I see, the female population is more than the male population. Then how every girl should be married? Therefore, in India, more than one wife was allowed. Now it is not allowed. That is the basic injunction. Sannagar. The father must get, find out a husband for his daughter. There are many histories. They are cooling power. Anartha, we should not create in the society anartha, unwanted disturbances. The unwanted disturbances, illicit sex and meat eating. Meat eating, why one should eat meat? No animal food star. Krishna has given so many nice things produced. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Anna Bhagavati Bhutani. Krishna never said, Mansad Bhagavati Bhutani. Matsad Bhagavati Bhutani. Never said, Anna. Anna means food bread. Produce, sufficient food bread. So, in the village time we go, hundreds and thousands of acres of land. Is lying bigger. Nobody is interested. Now they are interested in opening clutter. Kill the poor animals and eat. So don't produce food yet. Whole war in Russia now is going on. I have traveled over many countries, all over the world. In Africa, there are so much vacant land. In Australia, there is so much vacant land. But nobody is producing food there. They have kept some cattle, these cows,
they are. Automatically maintained, there is glass. And when they are happy, take them and send to the slaughterhouse and eat. But the land is lying vacant. The land is lying vacant. Therefore, people are not following the rules and regulations given by God or by nature's own way. They have invented their own way of living, condition. Therefore, they are suffering. Now you see in Calcutta, now it is a problem. Everywhere, the problem will be food shortage and fuel shortage, power shortage. This is the prediction of many, many great scientists. Because people are committing so many sinful lives, they must starve. That is the punishment. That is the punishment. The sinful rascals must be punished. Tanaham visata purva kipami adastra andajuni. These godless persons, visata, envious of God. Why that is God? Why Krishna Sarita? Envious. So, these are dirty things. Being given in this chapter. The Sindhanam Satatakusta Punna Tavana Pintana Riddhantasta Abhadrami. Abhadrami. All dirty things. They are accumulated. So, by hearing about Krishna, Nityananda Bhagavata, same way. Nityananda Bhagavata. You have to hear. Not that Bhagavata Saptaha. I don't find this Bhagavata Saptaha in anywhere in the Bhagavata. But they have invented some means for professional reading. In Bhagavata it is not said Saptaha Bhagavata Sevaya. Why it is said Nityam Bhagavata? You have to hear Bhagavatam daily, regularly. That is the intention of Bhagavata. You have to hear from, not from the professional man, professional disciple. Bhagavata Saptaha, and then after one Saptaha, you do your all nonsense things and he takes some money for livelihood, for maintaining his wife and children, so many umbrellas, so many schools, so many utensils, and sell in the market, get some money, and then do it. This kind of Bhagavata Seva will not happen. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is Bhagavata Paravya Bhagavata Sthane. If you want to realize what is Bhagavata, then you must go and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from a person whose life is Bhagavata, not the professional Bhagavata disciples. So here it is said, and he recites Bhagavatam daily, unless he has dedicated his life for Bhagavan, his Bhagavata. Grantha Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata, Mahabhagavata. A person is devotee is called Bhagavata and the Grantha Bhagavata. So we have to serve both. We have to hear daily Srimad Bhagavatam from the realized person. Nityam Bhagavata Sutta. The Guru, the devotee, they are Bhagavata. So, we have to serve, we have to please them. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripratena sevaya. If you want to learn the transcendental subject matter, then you must adopt Sivaya. Tadvidhi, first of all, surrender. Find out that kind of person where you can surrender. If there is no surrender, it is not possible. So, the Vaishnava philosophy begins from surrender. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. That is the order of Krishna. And what is the difference between Krishna and his representative? The representative says that you surrender to Krishna. He never says that he surrendered to me, I have become Krishna. That is nonsense, that's it. He will say the same thing, therefore he Krishna is representative. Krishna is personally asking that you surrender to me. And it is the duty of the bona fide spiritual master, guru, to say to his disciple that you surrender to Krishna. He never say that you surrender to me. I have become Krishna. Now I realize Lord, I have become Bhagavan. He is like that. So, these are the process. That with deep anipatena, paripasnena, sivaya. Here it is also the same thing. The same thing is said in a different way. That is Shastra. Actually, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what is Veda? There are four Vedas and 108 Upanishads, then Vedanta Sutra, then so many books. All of them are Vedas. And what is the purpose? Veda is the Sarvai. Ahameva Vedam. You read all the Vedas, all the Puranas, Brahma Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata. What is the purpose? To understand Krishna. If you don't understand Krishna, then it is useless. Your so-called study of Vedas are useless. Samaya Vahikeva. That is the confirmation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma sthanasita pumsan vishvakshena patasasya. Not far away, little thing is a Samaya Vahikeva. You are spoiling your energy. You are dharma, a brahmana, is executing his brahminical culture, very nice, it is very good. A kshatriya is doing his duty, very nice, that's all. A vaishya, he is doing, but the test, whether he is perfect or not, are simply working for nothing, wasting his time. What is the test? That is also stated by Sutta Goswami. Atapungi vidyasthesha varnasama vibhavas sanasthitasya dharmasya sanasiddhi vritogam. He must understand whether by executing his, it doesn't matter whether Hindu or Muslim or this or that, your duty is by executing your religious principles whether you are satisfying Krishna. That is what. That means to stay about. So, Krishna personally says, that is another thing. That is the only business. There is no other business. Simply to see that whether I am satisfying Krishna. So, that is if possible. Here it is said that not so prior to our faith. Not completely. There are so many dirty things which are within our heart. At once it becomes all clear, then immediately we are liberated first. But that is not possible. Gradually. Go on hearing, Sinnatan, Satata, Krishna, gradually, all the dirty things will be clean. So, not surprised, almost clean. Not purely, not completely clean. Even it is almost clean. Not surprised about this, how it is clean, Nittam Bhagavata Srivaya. You start your spiritual master, the representative of Bhagavan Bhagavata, and you hear Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the two kinds of Bhagavatam, and you do it, Nittam Bhagavata Srivaya. Not surprised, but almost. Then what is that? Bhagavati Yuktama Sloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishiki. The result will be that he will be Krishna in the devotional service. Uttama Sloki. Bhagavan, another name is Uttama Slok. Uttama Slok means selected prayer. Just like Brahmadi is offering prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chintamani prakarasadamasu kalpa vrikkalakthapadesu suravi lagupalayandam Lakshmi sahastasata samramase gumaram govindam adikurusam tamangayami. There are so many prayers in the shastras. So therefore his name is Uttamasu. These prayers are composed by not ordinary rascal words. They are composed by very, very stalwart, great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others. Sukha Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Jayadeva. Therefore, there are Uttama Shloka. Select poetry. Therefore, Bhagavan, another name is Uttama Shloka. He offers prayers by the great personalities with selected composition of poetry and prayer. So, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke actually will follow this regulative principle. Nityanga Bhagavata says, then gradually our heart will be clean. Seta Dharpana Mahajanam, Chaitan Mahaprabhu. The process is to cleanse the dirty heart. Actually, we are clean. Akangaram Purusha. We have no business to be contaminated with the material qualities. We do not contaminate. Just like we know in Bengal we say, Tele Jale Mesha. You put oil in the water, it will never mix. Similarly, we are spirit souls. Aham Brahmas. We have nothing to do with this material world. But somehow or other, I am in contact. So, simply, I have to be contactless. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Teta Darpana Mahajanam, as soon as your heart is clean with all dirty things, then Bhava Mahadava Vimit Bhavanam, immediately you become out of this contamination. Bhava Mahadava. This contamination means we are in the breathing fire of this material world. Blazing fire, the examination. Blazing fire, bhava mahadava. Mahadava. Dava means the fire in the forest. In the forest, nobody goes to set fire. But it takes us. Just like we, in India, we thought that by driving away the Britishers, we shall be happy. Now, the Dabagni soul, that is not the medicine. Medicine is Bhavoshadi. Medicine is Krishna consciousness. Not that simply changing from this season to that season, this political party to this. That is not, because everybody is imperfect. How they can give you perfect happiness? It is not possible. They are themselves Andha. Andha means blind. So if you follow this blind man, how you cross? That is not possible. Andhāra-sāṁ, dhīr-muni-yumāṁ. Why they are Andhā? Nate-vidyum-sārta-dhate-vidyum-vishnu. They do not know the ultimate goal of life is to surrender to Krishna. Well, they do not know. They are manufacturing their own way as hands. That is never be successful. They do not know. They are thinking by adjustment of this material world we shall be happy. That is not possible. The maya, the material energy will not allow you to become perfect unless and until you surrender to Krishna. That is her business. Therefore it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Vaiyin-cesha-gunamani mama-māyā-dudattaya māmīva-yat-prapaddante māyā-metāṁ. This is the way. So, in this bhava, it is sometimes the same thing. In the Vedic literature, the same thing is spoken in a different way, in different circumstances. But the ultimate goal is how to know Krishna. So, if we follow this principle, here's Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means the words or the activities of Bhagavan. But the impersonalists, they think the ultimate goal, ultimate truth, absolute truth, is not a person. So there is no activity. If one is person, he has got activities. But if one is not person, boy, just like a star. The sky, there is no activity. The only activity is the sky is covered in cloud, and you cannot see the sun. That is the only activity. So, that kind of activity is not required. Regular. Varieties of activities. Therefore, you have to hear about Krishna. You will hear about Krishna in so many varieties of activities. Bhagavad Gita, you will hear in so many activities of Krishna. So you have to hear about it. And unless there are activities, what do you hear? Simply Brahma, 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 Niraka. How long you will hear? And how long you will enjoy? That is the main thing. Those is Brahmavadi, Indirakadvadi, although by austerities and penances they may rise up to the Brahma intelligence, still they will fall down. Because we are living entities, we want varieties of enjoyment. We are not satisfied in void, in zero. That is not possible. Therefore, Simratana Sabada Krishna. One has to hear about Krishna. Varieties of attitudes. Varieties of attitudes, not nirata, without any activity. No. That activity is different from material attitudes. Janma karma is big bomb. That's what is called big bomb. They are not ordinary attitudes. They are all transcendental, spiritual activities. The Mayavadi philosophers, they cannot understand. So, we have got enough matter for hearing about Krishna. Sinnatana Sabhata Krishna. Punyatu. If we simply sit down and hear, we become pious. And as soon as we become pious, then we can understand what is Krishna, what is God. If we are involved, we are implicated in sinful activities, there is no chance. Therefore, anathana, Krishna, by sadhu sangha, by association with the sadhu bhakta, and by bhajana kriya, we will see, a person will be saved, that he is no more involved in unwanted things. He is simply interested in executing devotional service. Nityanga bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishthiti. When you are almost free from all this contamination, then we become fixed up in the devotional practice. That is, Bhagavan says in the verse, Bhavo jnanatapatha puta. Puta. Puta means purified. So this bhakti process means to become purified. Purified. That is in Narada Panchadasa Sutra also says, Sarvapadhi Vine Muktam Tatparatena Nirma Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richard. Bhakti can be performed when you are purified. Sarvapadhi Vine Upadhi. These are the Upadhi. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am black, I am white. These are Upadhi. This is the description of the skin, not for me. Aham Brahmasmi. I do not belong to the skin. Because I do not belong to the skin, then so many skin distinctions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Sannyasi,
I'm not a brahmachari, I'm not a kshatriya, in this way, not. Then what you are? I am gopi vastu pada kamalu, dasa sasam. When you understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna, let me see you. Let us see. You accept it blindly or by the process of reading chapter and Vedas, you have to come to the conclusion. Vasudeva Sarvam, Sa Mahatma. Then you become Mahatma and your life. Thank you.